A reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 13. Then they sent to Jesus some Pharisees and some Herodians to trap him into what he said. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, Jesus said to them, "Why are you putting me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me see it." And they brought one. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this? And whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Jesus said to them, "Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him. Well, here in our country, we have just had the budget, annual budget, read in Parliament. For weeks beforehand, the speculators were on the media, especially on the radio and the television, suggesting what could be done. And then immediately the budget came out, the same people pounced on it and gave the pros and cons of every single item of it until we were just bored to tears with it all. And now, of course, it's all forgotten and the focus of the media is back on sport again because we have a sports team touring the country, a visiting sports team. Now, at least in our country, the taxes stay here in New Zealand. Some people are more advantaged than others, just by the way the society has been geared and structured. Most countries seem to work like that. The common good seems to be quickly forgotten. But at least the taxes stay here and give us education, health care and security and management by the government departments. But not so back in Jesus' day in the Palestine of that time. It was a colonized area and the Jews hated the taxes. It was a poll tax that was being referred to at this time, and the whole tax was borne by the peasantry, and it bled them into grinding poverty, kept them in subjection, and forced them to maintain the military that hounded them down and those in authority who lived in a wealthy state. The people just hated the taxes. Now, these people who came questioning Jesus, it says they were Herodians and Pharisees, and I'm not sure that they were in the peasantry class paying taxes or not. So when they said, "Should we pay the tax or not?" I wonder who they were referring to. But they started off by saying what a wonderful man Jesus was. And it sounds a bit hypocritical, and they were flattering him, and it sparks of a bit of insincerity. It reads very beautifully when you take those first sentences by themselves, show high values, but applied in this situation, they're a bit of just plain sly flattery to introduce the trap they were trying to set for Jesus. So they started by asking a question, and Jesus countered it with a very simple question, requiring a practical answer: whose head is here? And then led into his very clear reply: give to Caesar what Caesar, give to the emperor what is the emperor's, give to God what is God. We receive so much more from the whole of creation than we do from the taxes. We can't live without what the taxes provide for us, but we get so much more from the total of creation, all the human beings we love and who care for us, all the beauty of creation, and that's what we praise God for. The other issue is, why were these people so keen on trapping Jesus? Was it solely because they were testing Jesus to see would he be suitable material for to become a Pharisee? Or was it because they were trying to get him to declare which side of the political spectrum he was landing on? Who was he supporting? Was he really supporting the poor, or was he supporting the emperor? This was the test, and he evaded it by listening carefully to what they said. So we too, in our day, when we pay our taxes and receive benefit from our taxes, need to be quite clear about what politicians we're voting for and what we expect of our politicians. Are they concerned for the common good, or are they concerned for advancing themselves?